We now pause for station identification. We're that little building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof. This is WILO Frankfurt.
No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you, just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Remember, Tony says, Sparrow's wants to help you say, I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call us today for delivery today or stop by Sparrow's greenhouse and large showroom.
Our members often ask us, is this loan too small? The answer is probably not. From holiday loans to get through the Christmas season to braces, guitars, or even that big screen TV you've been wanting. Here at Encompass, we work with you on loans both big and small. So stop by or apply online today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does. But I'm not an expert, but I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line at the 2018 Clinton County 4-H Fair. I'm Kevin Keith. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Melmer Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Also special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan for helping us out on the Party Line program this week, bringing us to the fair and helping us pay for it, to be quite frank with you. Our next guest here, as we have about a half hour left in the program, is we've got right now George Gilbert, and he is here to talk about the car show, which is happening today. George, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Thanks for coming in. Well, tell us the when, where, and what.
All right, well, we're going to run a car show here. This is our 11th annual car show out here at the fair. Steve Farrell, when he was on the fair board about 12 years ago, wanted to move a show that I had at Clinton Central out here to the fairgrounds. They had tried and didn't have a whole lot of success. Well, we have really been blessed. We've had great success. Went from 50 cars the first year, and it's been over 100 cars every single year. We have cars that come from Kentucky, Michigan, Illinois, Ohio. It's been quite a display. So we moved this year. We were always before, for the last 10 years, over where the tractors are. Fair Board's decided to kind of keep them around and move us to a little bit north of them, and this will be the first year where we're located out here at the fairgrounds. But I think the Fair Board's doing some really neat stuff out here. I think the fair is headed in the right direction, and we're really happy to be here. The show will run today from somewhere around 5 till 9:15. We'll hand out awards underneath the pavilion over there, underneath the tent. We have awards will run for about 9:15, 9:30, and we'll give out 75 awards.
Wow.
To cars. We have over $2,000 worth of from our local sponsors here in Clinton County, over $2,000 worth of door prizes. So Clinton County, Steve Farrell does a great job getting around talking to people, and this show has really been a huge show. We'll have probably 60, 70 cars that are $50,000 cars plus. So it's quite a display for the community to see the very best. As this show has grown to be one of the top shows in Indiana, night shows in Indiana. So it'll be a fun night. We have, like I say, lots of giveaways, and the people in this community, the local businesses have always been really good about coming and taking part in helping us make this show better every year. So we're hoping, weather's beautiful, hoping we're going to get over 100, 150 cars. And anytime you get, I would say, I've been doing car shows in the area. Well, actually, I've done car shows all over. When you get cars coming from a great distance, that tells you the quality of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we have judges coming in. National Hot Rod Association will be here, which is a leading vendor for car shows.
Wow.
They'll be checking out cars and give them safety stickers.
That adds a lot of credibility.
Oh, yeah. And we'll have judges here that judge national competitions at Detroit.
Wow.
So I happen to be good friends with a lot of the people. I'm a member of the National Hot Rod Association, and I judge car shows all over. And so it's going to be just a real fun afternoon. Now, we'll have cars coming in probably from 1 o'clock on. They normally want to get here and get located and get their cars cleaned up and relax. But our real jest is when people get off work. Between 4 and 6, we'll have an incredible amount of cars coming in very quickly. So it's going to be a pretty neat show.
Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, all these vehicles that come in are in pristine condition, and you have these people who have put a lot of time, effort, blood, sweat, tears, money into it. What do the judges look for?
Well,
how do you judge something that's perfect?
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes in. And when a car is, especially with the new vehicles, I don't like to judge the new vehicles because usually they're pristine.
Right.
So you're seeing how clean they are, making sure that, and see what they've added on to that car to make it even more special according to what is available. But with a lot of the older cars that are pristine, you're just looking for little things, you know. Did they clean their tires? How does the motor look? How does the inside carriage of the motor area look? And one of the big problems we often see is when they put up a different headliner. Headliners are difficult. And if there's a wrinkle in it, it's going to lose points. And everybody knows that. All drivers go to car shows quite often, carry fire extinguishers. You look for that, first aid kits. You look and just see how well cared for the car is. Now, there's different kinds of cars. There's the trailer cars. Those are the model cars.
Mm-hmm.
High-dollar cars that people don't drive. There's the cars that are in a process of getting finished. And we judge all these differently. There's rat rods. This is something the guy put together, has his own individual flavor to it, and has all kinds of exotic ways to take a rusted down old car and make it look hot.
Those are my favorite.
There
I
you
have
go.
To admit. Yeah.
Well, I got a guy coming from down by the river today. He's called me like 5 times that's bringing his rat rod in to make sure that we were going to judge out rat rods. So, and again, my judges are all really skilled. And they're all around my age, and we've done this forever, it seems like. So it'll be a fun time. So you judge the little things, and then it gets really difficult as you're trying to pick the top cars.
Mm-hmm.
We have a 4.5-foot trophy that we'll give away to the best of show. Every year, the winner of our best of show has been a really incredible vehicle. And you'd be surprised here in Clinton County. Yeah, we have Thursday Night Thunder, Shan okay. Sheridan and Jason Willite run that, and they do a wonderful job with running that. And we see a lot of our local really neat cars come to that, but we have a plethora of wonderful cars right here in Clinton County. Some of the best cars. I go to car shows all across the state with my car, and I see guys here coming from Clinton County. And we win at the big shows. So that shows you the class of collector cars that we have right here in Clinton County. So it's going to be a real fun afternoon, I think, for people. It'll be a lot of work for us, but we really kind of embrace that. It's something that we're doing for the community. Steve and I have volunteered and putting this on for a long time and work well together. And the community has always come out and really looked at cars. Since we moved, the fair board's hoping that with the movement, we'll get more people closer to the fair to come look at cars, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a work in progress. You know, you always got to be moving forward. So we'll see how the the change of venue is going to be received by our community. But the car guys, they're going to come in, sit down, and hopefully have a good time, eat carny food, and tell stories, and hopefully everybody will be happy by the end of the day.
Could you tell us, George, about your hot rod?
I don't have a hot rod. I have one of the few 1948 Plymouths left still in a pristine shape. Now, that's not perfect, but being a history teacher, when I wanted to get back into cars, I've had all kinds of old cars throughout my life, but I found this car 18 years ago, and it was perfect as far as what I wanted. It's an antique car. It's original. It's the little old lady bought this car brand new and never took it out in the winter.
Yeah.
So it's been well cared for, and I've had a lot of success at shows. And a lot of us that do car shows all the time, we have more fun just going to the shows. We try not to get caught up in all the trophy letting.
Right.
And some people do. Some people are concerned. They're very competitive. And it'll be highly competitive today because this is a big-time show. It's amazing the quality of cars that we pull in here at the Clinton County Fair. I don't think you could go to James Dean or any of the really big shows and see any better quality cars than what people will get an opportunity to see right here today. So hopefully it's going to be a fun day.
Do you guys travel in the state only or in?
I do. I like to baby my car. I have the original engine. It's all numbers matching. So I usually drive an hour. I stop, get me a cup of coffee, let the car rest for half an hour,
right,
and then take off again. But I travel pretty much in-state in Indiana. A lot of my friends go all over the place, and they're going to be bringing some of their cars. This has been a real neat thing for people to get engaged in. We're starting to see more young people getting engaged. That's why we have specific classes for them. We have special interests here we're going to do today. The unfinished, where a car isn't quite finished yet, but it's pretty nice. So we're going to pick three of the very best of the unfinished cars.
Cool.
And we even have a category, because there's no way a 48 Plymouth can match out with a 2018 Charger.
Right.
You know? So we have different classifications for the new cars. We give... a lot of shows don't even let them in. 1972 to 79 usually is the break.
Yeah.
Anything beyond that. But we have tried to incorporate the new cars and let them come in. And we'll give specific awards for new cars. But best of show will probably be something that's probably 1972 back.
Okay.
Because those cars are such a fascination. So that's pretty much what we're doing.
And you said you're expecting around 150, hopefully?
We're hoping for around 150. We had 150 last year. That was, in the last 2 years, we've had over 150 cars. I don't know. You never know. You could end up with 50 cars. Mm-hmm. Depends how hot it's going to get. You know, it's supposed to be a pretty nice day. I think by the time the show's running, it'll be all right. It's a short show. And personally, I like the short shows. I don't like the eight-hour shows, and there's a lot of those around.
Where you at?
But we give out so many prizes. You know, Steve works on this. He'll start working probably next week, Steve Farrell, and getting ready for next year. I was listening to your show yesterday. You had some of your fair people, some of your 4-H people saying, well, next week we go to work.
Right,
and
right.
That's pretty much, if you want to have a successful show, you got to do it. It's a year-long thing. We'll go to get started again and take off, and hopefully today's show will be awesome.
George, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Kevin.
And good luck tonight.
All right.
Look forward to that. Thank you. Again, we are live at the Clinton County 4-H Fair 2018. I want to grab Clinton County's very own Senator Brian Buchanan right now and talk to him for about, let's see, we're going to time this out. We're going to talk to Brian for about 5 to 8 minutes before we take our next break and wrap up the program. Hey, Brian, thank you again for helping us out here at WILO this week and being a friend of WILO.
My pleasure. Glad to be involved and help the 4-H fair and in the community. Certainly enjoyed being here at the fair this week.
So did you get a chance to bring the kids out? Yeah, one night this week.
You know, they've been out one night with us, and I think they may even come back again tonight. And you know, being young kids, they enjoy the fair and all the animals and the food, and kind of get over around the rides over there. It's always fun having them here.
What was their favorite animals? What were they most intrigued with?
Our little girl Allie, she's three. She really likes the pigs.
Okay.
She really loves the hogs and walking through, and she's impressed by that. And I would say Chase, her boy, he's five. He kind of likes all the animals, but he kind of goes to the cattle.
Oh, okay.
He likes the big boys.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. So let's switch gears just a little bit, because we have kind of kept it light this week, talking about the fair. But legislatively, you're a Clinton County senator, and I want to ask you a couple questions. First, why did you choose to get involved to be a senator? A lot of times, you'll open yourself up to a whole host of things, and it's you want to do the best work for the constituents, but you're also taking arrows in the back too sometimes.
Yeah.
So why were you compelled to do that?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I've only been involved in politics a few years now, but I've always been one who's had a great interest, watching it. Kind of, I call myself maybe an armchair quarterback, sitting there, and you're like, well, they should have done this, should have done that. So finally, I decided to get involved, and specifically regarding the Senate, I tell people, when I was running in the caucus for this position, I told people that the reason I want to do it is I feel like Indiana's in a really great spot. We're, economically we're good. We got, low unemployment, a balanced budget, a lot of positive things going for us for the state. Just want to help take Indiana to the next level. And I tell people I just want to help make good decisions that move Indiana forward in a positive direction. Economically, and if you look at any business ranking across the country, Indiana's consistently ranked near the top as far as business and economic climate. The latest one I always point out is I saw one that had Indiana ranked fifth behind four states, Florida, Texas, North Carolina, and South Carolina. So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, what can we do to put Indiana up a few spots, put us up to number one? So,
right.
And also I think when you're in a generally good spot like Indiana, other states are always gunning for you. They're always trying to, get where you're at, and they want to overtake you. And I believe generally in life or in business or in government, people are, you're either going up or you're going down. It's hard to stay the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only way you can really coast is if you're going downhill. So,
right.
So you either got to always, if you're in a good spot, you always got to be asking what's next. And that's what I hope to contribute to the state government.
So we know you're a conservative. Is there 2, 3, 4, 5 issues that really stick out for you?
I will say legislatively and even looking ahead going into next January at the state house, some of the issues I think that are going to get some attention, I'd say I'm passionate about. One is the whole workforce development and economic development. We have a great economic climate here, but one of the main reasons people may not choose to locate to Indiana is lack of people to fill available jobs. You talk to any employer and they want to.
You see that right here in Clinton County.
You see it here in Clinton County. You see it all across Indiana. And somebody wants to hire 100 people, they can only get 25 qualified people. So, how do we fill that gap? How do you educate people and get them up to speed to where an employer needs them? I personally tell everyone, I think workforce development, economic development, and education are all linked together.
No, yeah.
I think that's kind of three issues, but kind of one issue there. So that's an issue I'd love to see us. I don't have all the answers, but I think together we can work together and bring some people in. Who create jobs, who develop jobs, and help maybe get to that. A few other issues too that I follow is I really feel we need to continue to address the opioid issue, drugs and opioids, and mental health with that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we made some positive steps last legislative session. I still think there's some more to go, especially on the mental health end of things. That's lots of times people think mental health, they think a stigma.
Right.
But it's something that hopefully we can get past the stigma and really provide the resources and support that people need for that. So those are a few of the issues. Other ones I think that are going to get some attention. I think school safety.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a big one too, and it's one I'm passionate about. Obviously, with young kids,
right.
you kind of doubly invested, I guess you can say. But
right.
with what happened recently in Noblesville and across the country, I think there will be some more discussion. I believe the governor has a report coming in here in a couple months that he's going to get, and I think there'll be some action steps in the next legislative session regarding that.
Have you talked to other senators since you've take it over a couple months ago?
Yeah. I do. I try to, you know.
Do they razz you as the new guy, or do they? Have they been pretty welcoming?
I will say everybody is extremely welcoming. Everybody is extremely helpful. Over the summer, you know, I try to keep in touch with kind of a handful of senators, and I always have some random question for them. I call them up, hey, how do you do this? And
right.
A lot of times it's some silly question, but they're helpful. And that's one thing, too, I tell people. In the State House, people in the Senate and in the House and overall in the government are very cooperative for the most part. Sometimes I think politics as a whole, people think, it's kind of everybody's at each other's throats. But for the most part, people want to work in the same direction, work towards the same goals, and all are very positive about moving Indiana forward.
Well, Brian, thank you again for sponsoring us out here this week for Party Line. And you've been a sponsor of some other things we've got here on WILO. So we appreciate that community effort, and it's been good seeing you this
week. Yeah, well, I appreciate the opportunity. And as I said before, 4-H and county fairs are a big part of my life and my wife's life and of our past. So certainly enjoyed the opportunity to be involved.
So write the date down, July 25th. Ken Hartman wanted me to ask you if you could come on the Party Line program.
I'll have to check the schedule. I think it works, but if it works, I'll definitely be there.
Okay,
so,
well, let us know one way or the
other. I'll let you know real soon. So thank you.
Brian, thank you. All right. And we're going to take a quick break. Come back. We'll wrap this program up. We're going to thank Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrels Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Hear well, live well, Hearing Care.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pro.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line, live from the 2018 Clinton County 4-H Fair. Special thanks to Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Barrels Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Also, a special thanks to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got about 8 minutes left in the program, and we have Pam Clements sitting here beside me this morning, along with Jamie Blacker, the Fair Council President. And Pam won a special award last night. Pam, congratulations, and tell us what that was exactly.
Thank you very much. It was something I wasn't expecting because we put in last fall. It's an award to a salute to award excellence for overall lifetime achievement for a 4-H leader.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. You've sure earned it.
Thank you. It's from through the National 4-H Council. So to my understanding, I will be going into a district level of this and then possibly into the national. I get to go for a week maybe to National 4-H. I'm not planning on any of that. I was excited to get this. So it was a nice honor last night. Okay. And I had no idea they were going to present it last night. I've known it for a couple months, but just very little detail.
Right. Well, congratulations again, Pam.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for all you do, too.
All right. Thank you.
It's been fun this week. Jamie Blacker, the Fair Board President, joining us as well. And we'll have Russ Casper here with us in the last 5 minutes. Jamie, I think everybody's pretty happy this year. Like Skip was saying earlier, we've been learning a lot, too, this year. And we make notes of things. And it'll be even better next year.
Yeah, we had a really successful week. And I appreciate you guys for being here this week. And I think it was a great avenue for people to learn about what's going on at the fair. And a lot of people stopped me and said, hey, I enjoyed Party Line and all the different interviews. I mean, from the Harness Racing Association the first of the week to starting the foundation board on Tuesday to all the great 4-H kids and their interviews on Wednesday. Yesterday we had outstanding from our county council, Alan Dunn. I mean, that was a great interview and talking about agriculture in Clinton County. And then today, all the different people involved. So really appreciate you, Kevin, for being here all week.
Yeah, we've had a blast
at the station and working hard. And then, of course, Mr. Casper sitting next to me. We couldn't do without you. We're looking forward to doing this again next year, right?
Absolutely. Okay. In fact, Skip and I were just talking about that. And, Kevin, I think we all agree it worked out really well. And, you know, if you have thunderstorms, we may not be quite as happy, but we'll just go inside about 15 feet to the south here.
And we was talking about you learning things. We've learned a few things too on the broadcast this year, so we're going to be even more flexible. You know,
it's a clearinghouse of information. Every day changes. You have to change. If we get bad weather, we'll have a forum to be able to do that.
Yeah,
a forum to discuss. And actually, there's some business that can go on while you're waiting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Sometimes what we have on air, but it also we're able to network while we're waiting.
Right.
And a lot can be done that way too, so it's exciting. And a congratulations to the way that the Fair Board is really, and quite frankly, a lot of the things that we're doing on the air, Skip thought of, you thought of, and we're kind of like Skip said, we're kind of getting credit for it, but you guys have kind of put some things in motion.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate our whole Fair Council, and I want to kind of name all those people this week because there's a lot of long hours. Like right now, as we're speaking, I can look around and I've got Fair Council people doing all kinds of things. I mean, we're hauling out manure to farms in southwestern Clinton County that has to be out of here today. We're setting up traffic barricades. Matt Neal's here working. Aaron Ping's here working. Of course, Skip's been here. Nancy Elsie's here. Hillary Doyle's here. Loretta Pearson's here. Kyle Russell's here. And we can't do it with all those different people. And Lee Anthrop, I forgot, that was the last one. But that's our Fair Council. A lot of late nights, a lot of early, early mornings, but this week wouldn't be possible. We're looking for more ideas for next year. We meet the first and third Wednesday nights of each month. Actually, next Wednesday night, we'll have a meeting at 6 o'clock in the 4-H building. We'd love to hear from you. If you got an idea, come on in. We're looking forward to starting that Fair Foundation next Wednesday night and all the different groups. We have commissioners and county council coming in for a little meet and greet and get that started. We've had really positive response from people on this Fair Foundation. Matt and I have kind of announced that all the shows this week, where we've had a big audience and had a lot of people come up and say, hey, I think you're heading the right direction, and we appreciate you starting all this stuff. So looking forward to all those things.
Well, don't make yourselves a stranger even in January and February when you're needing volunteers or whatever. Come on Party Line, and we'll try to get the word out on Clinton County Daily News, obviously. And I know, I mean, when I was packing up after the Supreme Showman, it was late. There were people picking up cups. They're emptying trash. I mean, this stuff doesn't get picked up, you know, automatically. Somebody has to do that.
Yeah.
It takes quite an organization. You must have 100, 150 volunteers. Well, probably more than that.
Oh, we have quite a few. And 4-H. I mean, the kids are great. One of the ideas, I'll just throw it out here real quick, is we've started a junior fair board. And I had a couple kids that heard about that approach me last night. They're going to be, you know, juniors or seniors throughout the county. And I think if we can get that organization going for the junior kids to buy in and be a part of this, then we'll be grooming those people to take positions that we hold now in the future when they come back and live in Clinton County.
Well, that's how you grow. And we do want to mention Buddy Knight.
That's what I was going to say, Russ. Yeah, exciting time for Wylo. We've not been out here for a while, and now we've got Buddy Knight tonight.
We have Buddy Knight. We've always done, I think, a pretty good job in the livestock area over the years, but we're trying to get more into the 4-H and also on the Midway. So, yeah, we're going to be giving away a Beef and Boards Dinner Theater tonight to spin and win.
Right.
And so Terry and Shauna will be out here.
Right.
North side of the 4-H building. Excellent. But Buddy Knight, what is that? Well, you go to Schultz Market, you go to any of the four good-to-go locations, you go to Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and they have these stickers while they last. We had 10,000 printed, and it will allow you to get it half price for the unlimited rides tonight from 5 p.m. till closing. And it looks closing is going to be late because it's not going to rain tonight.
Right.
So you're going to get the full use of those bracelets, but you have to have your sticker to get half price.
So essentially for $10, you can bring the kids, and as long as they have that sticker, they can ride all night.
Yep, and you can just wear them out, and they'll sleep well at night.
There you go. Well, Russ, I mean, again, you know, it took all of us to get this broadcast pulled off this week. You know, Melissa Miller behind the scenes, and you let me borrow some equipment as well and helping me out.
Nicole,
so
scheduling the ads. It takes a team.
Yeah.
I know. Just think of all the moving parts in a watch, you know. I mean, it just everybody's important.
Well, thanks again, Russ.
Including our advertisers who help us pay our light bill.
Absolutely. All right, Russ. And Jamie, any final words? Thank you again for having us out. And
just thank you to Shine99 and Wylo. Couldn't have a better week and look forward to next year. We've got a lot of good things happening at Clinton County Fair, and next year will even be better.
All right, very good. We're going to wrap it up on that positive note. And don't forget the auction tonight as well. We'll have that right here on WILO Radio. And we thank you for joining us today and all week. We've had so much fun out here at the 2018 Clinton County 4-H Fair. And special thanks to our sponsors, too. They are ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Hardesty Landscaping, Milner Healthcare, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, and Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Also, a special thanks all week to Clinton County Senator Brian Buchanan for helping us out for Party Line at the Fair. We'll have the E-Factor coming up next with Shan Sheridan right here on WILO. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.